Girl Podcast is filmed on Studio Cloud 9.
Hello, hi. This is Jody Shirami. Welcome to Astro Podcast. This is a weekly astrology report coming from Studio Cloud 9. Thank you for joining me. We have a very, very busy April, month of April. We talked about that last week. And as of yesterday, Venus has now shifted into Aries. And as it was shifting to Aries, we spoke about this last week, it ran into Neptune. Had a little hug and a nice meeting. So now it is in Aries. And we are feeling that energy of Venus in Aries because Venus rules over our desires. What it is we want. What we need is the moon. What we want is Venus. So right now, what we want in Venus in Aries is what we're going after. And we're bold about it because Aries is bold. Goes after things, goes and gets what he wants, forgets, gets caught up, and then after a while might get bored. This is the Aries energy of the baby, right? So everything happens in Aries season. Take it with a grain of salt. Aries people are very, very loyal and great people, but just understand that they can just have their attention span here for a minute and go over here for a minute, and it's nothing personal. This is the Aries energy. I have two or three placements of Aries in my chart. And I realized I've always been kind of hyper. I couldn't even drink coffee until I had kids when I needed the energy to get going with my three boys at the time, all 2 years apart. And now, after that, I have another one who's 13 going on 14. And you need a lot of energy. And at my age, it does tend to wear you down in a physical way, that you must learn to meditate and do yoga to release all these little things that are happening as you get older. But being a mom is great, and that's why I started astrology. And this week, with Venus entering Aries on Thursday, yesterday, 4-4, the next big thing that's going to happen is, of course, the eclipse on Monday, the 8th of April. And I see it's like a huge deal in the world right now. People have glasses. My son's school is going to have a little outing for it. Everybody's going to go stare up at the eclipse. What we can see. A lot of times we can't see eclipses. Like the one on the 25th of March, we couldn't really see it. It was really more visible in Asia. So let me get going with this week and see what's up. There's a lot of stuff. Because now we are into these meetups and movements happening with the outer planets, with the personal planets, and the moon is whipping around. Right now, the moon is in Pisces. It entered Pisces early on Friday morning. And Pisces will come in here and calm a little bit of the excess energy that the moon had in Aquarius. Very inquisitive, but very dry. And so now the moon goes into a very intuitive, empathetic Pisces who also can't ever make up their mind. The downside of a Pisces, kind of like Libra, you know, they vacillate on what it is they want. And so here we go. Let's see what's going on. We are covering April 5th through April 12th, Friday through Friday. Venus, now in Aries, aggressive. We want what we want. Let's go for it. So Venus is very brave here and we'll go for it. And so we're impatient. And don't forget though, Mercury turned retrograde on the 1st, which was only a few days ago. And we are starting to feel the slowdown, the miscommunication, the things we want to say maybe doesn't come out correctly. I have Mercury very prominent in my chart also. I like to think of when Mercury goes retrograde, especially right now with Mercury being in Aries, going retrograde there, and then Venus now entering Aries, who wants to go and get what she wants or he wants, and Mars and Saturn are getting ready to conjunct. And Mars, again, is go. But Mars is going to run into Saturn, which is like a cold wall. The wall. It can be cold. So it's going to chill out Mars. And Mars and Saturn are going to meet up here in Pisces. So we have a block. We have basically Titanic running up against an iceberg, right? We can avoid it. We can just go by and say, hey, which is what hopefully Mars tries to do, right? And what else is going on that same time? Venus is also, after it's moved into Aries, into that very first or second degrees of Aries, on the 6th, which is tomorrow on Saturday. So I like to think of any Mercury retrograde as that saying, two steps forward, one step back. Or three steps forward, two steps back, however you memorize it. Basically saying, with Mercury retrograde and Mars running up against Saturn in Pisces, it's really not a situation where we can exert our energy and get anything moving yet. So this is the energy of basically the year, is that as soon as we start to get any type of momentum, the outer planets are going to start to take a long nap. And Mercury's going to take another nap again at the end of the year. So there's all these things happening, and the energy in Aries makes it so go, 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 go. I need to go. I need to go. I want that. I want that. I want to see that. I want to have an adventure. I want to do this. I want to say that. I want to write that. I want to talk to you. So that's what Aries is. This is the sun exalted in Aries. The sun loves being here. The sun is about itself. Aries is about itself, knowing itself, who I am, what I'm doing here. So the sun loves being here because the sun gets rejuvenated. Because the sun never goes retrograde, the sun just travels around. So when the sun gets here, the sun gets more energized. It's like a just had its spa time in Pisces, having all these, deep tissue massages and, having some nice breakfast and, get doing yoga. Now we're ready. Now we're in Aries. Now we're like, let's go. So when the sun, it represents your body. So the sun, your body is ready to go in Aries and get out there. And this is usually the time people start to, really take their New Year's Eve promises into effect and start to work out and lose weight and get your body ready for the summer, So this is the time, and that's why it's considered the solar new year, because it is in the spring. And this is a big, big one, because this solar eclipse coming up is the big, big deal. Venus is also meeting up with Pluto tomorrow. And that is going to really make us deep dive into what we want. Because Venus right now is in Aries. And Pluto's going to be like just gently saying, oh, so are you willing to change this to have what you want? Are you willing to move to the place you want? Are you, what is it? Are you willing to do? Because Pluto is about, changing it up, completely clearing the slate clean, starting over. So usually it involves something that's serious, long term. So Venus is going to go through that tomorrow after having met up with Neptune and having this nice time to dream and imagine what it wants. Now it's going to go meet up with Pluto, and Pluto's going to say, so, what are you thinking? What are you willing? What's the plan? And then, also tomorrow on Saturday, I forgot about this, Mercury has a little bit of a spat with Mars. And Mercury's napping in Aries, and Mars is still in Pisces, getting very close to meeting up with Saturn. And having a spat with Mercury at that same time. So this is going to make us really feel frustrated tomorrow, where we're like that baby where we've been put in a timeout and we're just shaking inside the crib, rattling that crib, trying to get out. Arr! So tomorrow might feel like that on Saturday. I suggest always go out in nature, exercise, get out that aggression, do things like that. Chill, relax, do what it takes for you to not feel this pent-up energy. And then we get into Sunday, and the moon moves into Aries on Sunday as it prepares to go and make a solar eclipse with the sun in Aries at 19 degrees. Oh, what does that mean? Basically, all these days we're talking about today, Saturday, Sunday, or the weekend, you're already feeling this eclipse energy as it starts to tighten up together. I'm going to put up a chart and I'm going to talk through the chart and you'll see exactly what's going on a little bit better.
Well, here is the chart I was speaking about, and this is from cafeastrology.com. So here we go. I am a visual learner, so a lot of times looking at charts and numbers and formulas help me to better understand what's going on in the ether, the cosmic realm, where we can't really see what's happening. So that's what spirituality is all about, is having faith. And here the chart shows you why math was invented, why the playing cards were invented, was all to understand the stars and the cosmic realm. And here we go with one of the biggest days of the world coming up on April 8th here on Monday. And you can see here what we are talking about, a lot of astrologers, is how all the planets are clumped in together here. In Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. And really, the only thing happening on the other side is the South Node in Libra, 15 degrees. And of course, Pluto into Aquarius at 1 degree. And he's going to be here for a while until the fall. Then he's going to move back into Capricorn at 29 degrees and hang out there for a couple of months and move back into Aquarius for good. So, eclipse is happening in Aries at 19 degrees. And if you look at the chart in the house where Aries is, you see three things clustered together at 19 degrees that I highlighted in yellow. And that is the sun, moon, and Chiron, which looks like a key. On here, it's like a green key. It's a comet. This is called the Chiron solar eclipse. So we're not going to hang out and look at the chart too much. I really wanted you to have the visual of what we're talking about, most of the astrologers right now. Some astrologers go really deep into these charts. But right now, I'm just going to show you the surface things that we can see. The eclipse involving Chiron right at the exact same degree, they're all exactly perfect at 19 degrees and 24 minutes. So, what does it mean? It means that Chiron is truly involved with this eclipse, the only solar eclipse in Aries this year. And Aries is about the self, about learning who you are, understanding yourself, and loving every part of yourself. Just like everything, there's two sides to everything, and people have two sides. Learn to love every part of yourself and understand you're here to pursue those wishes and dreams that is in your wounded psyche, in the back deep depths of where you dare not look sometimes. Chiron is here to help you heal that and see that you are just a human and that you are here in this vessel of your body as a light force to come and see and evolve and to continue to grow yourself, because that is what life is about, is learning and growing. Life may seem short. Your body does not hang out that long. We're learning how to keep the body alive longer. But our soul, our spirit, lives on forever. Now, some people don't want that thought. They don't want the thought of reincarnation. But here it is. The planets are saying to us, you have a chance right now to dig deep in this lifetime, in this life form that you are in, to heal this soul. So this soul can go on and want to explore more things in the universe instead of giving up and saying, oh man, nothing ever changes. Things always stay the same. Yes, they do stay the same for a long, long time, but they do eventually change. And this is the point in time where it is the beginning of that change. and it is visible by the fact that Pluto is in Aquarius at 1 degrees. It will be here for 20 years, changing a generation. This is called generational shifts. So that is what the war is going on in the world, is the generational shift, always occurring at these points in time. We are on a 24,000-year sun progression, where the sun changes. The sun used to have a different north star, it calls. It's different than the one it used to be, and that can get into really deep, another part of astrology. If you also notice, the north node is at 15 degrees of Aries, and the south node is at 15 degrees of Libra. And 15 degrees means that the sun, the moon, and Chiron has passed through the north node and reshifted itself to think in certain ways. And now they're coming to meet up together while Mercury is also here asleep, and it's edging back towards the sun. It's now at 24 degrees. With Mercury here also asleep at 24 degrees and 48 minutes, we can see it's starting to edge back towards a meetup with the moon, the sun, and Chiron, because it's going to go all the way back to 15 degrees or 17 degrees right near the north node to revisit again what they talked about last month. Everything right now with Mercury asleep is really adding to us looking at our wounds, with Chiron's help and the sun shining on it and the moon absorbing what we need to change within, so that our physical body, the sun in Aries, can also heal and deal with things that are hard and difficult. Now, for a lot of people, some will survive this in such a way that they are renewed, reinvigorated. For others, it will be the other extreme. Just like any coin, just like a human, there's good and there's bad. So understand that the bad actors are going to suffer if they're not understanding the ascension available right now in terms of understanding and empathy, especially for yourself. Especially for yourself. I'm going to say it again because it's so important. People think a lot of this is not important, but it's so important. The only reason we are on earth is to continue to grow, to rise. Our job here is to rise. That's all I can say. And I don't want to be judgmental because the Virgo and me can't do that. I want to be uplifting, which I want to use my Pisces moon for that. And with Pisces, you can see Mars is inching closer to Saturn at 13 degrees and 14 degrees, but we've pretty much been feeling this for about a week, and we're really going to feel it this week as they get together, which I talked about also in this podcast. Now that we see the chart, let's go back to our regular programming. Okay.
So now that you've seen the chart a little bit, you understand that this solar eclipse is super, super powerful. It is the only new moon Aries this year. And this solar eclipse is also being accompanied by six. So six planets are all huddled here together. The moon in Aries, the sun in Aries, making the solar eclipse, right? The north node, which is in Aries. Also, Chiron, which is the centaur, the great healer, the coach, the person that has gone through something and now wants to help and heal, like a Mother Teresa. And also Mercury, who's retrograde here, and Venus are all in Aries. This is a fated new beginning of the new solar year, the seasons. We are having right now the birth of this Aries season. Its message is clear. Be bold. Be a leader. Know who you are. Follow your gut and go for it. Even if you make a mistake, it's normal. That's what being a human is. And that's what the sun is, rules over your body. This is being a human. The sun in Aries, being a human. I know who I am. I'm going out and I'm going to go for it, right? And of course, I need rest. So don't forget to rest also this weekend while you're thinking of things you want to do. You know, that's why the internet is such a great invention. Because when you want to do something, but you really can't, the internet, you can kind of search and do all kinds of stuff on there that you don't have to go outside of the house for, right? It's a little bit too easy sometimes. We're going to talk deep dive into Monday, which is the solar lunar eclipse in Aries. Okay, so what's going to happen here? Well, the thing is that Chiron is also exactly at 19 degrees with the sun and the moon meeting exactly, completely perfected, exact same degree and everything. A lot of the astrologers are calling this a Chiron eclipse. We will talk about Chiron right now. Chiron is here to help you heal and help you with your PTSD. Things that affect you back here in your mind that itches your mind sometimes. And you're like, what is that? Like, let's say like last night I got woke up again at about the witching hour for me and my angel here, 2:30 or 3 usually a.m. And I couldn't go back to sleep. I tried. And this is when that memory wants to pop up. And right now, a lot of memories are going to pop up because all the planets are out here popping things up in our mind so we can remember and heal our inner pain, our inner child that we carry around with us for a long time. And until Carl Jung really discussed it and Sigmund Freud. Anyways, this eclipse, because Chiron is involved, it's really about forgiving that whoever caused that wound to our inner child or whatever it is. It's about forgiving them and understanding that whatever it is they're doing, they're in pain and they're lashing out. So you need to heal yourself and say, well, me being angry was not the right answer to how I should deal with that. I forgive, you know, but I also want to forget. You know, I don't want to go over it again, right? Because that makes you crazy expecting a different result. Doing the same thing all the time, right? That makes you insane. So Chiron is here with the sun and the moon, our body, our need, the moon, what we need. And now Venus is here, what it is we want. So we have to really take this opportunity to really forgive and release things that you could not control back then. And so now you can move forward after you cleanse the slate clean, wipe off the chalkboard, erase, let it go, right? And that's what this is about, is healing yourself, loving yourself. You need to reconnect your wounds. And why do we do this? Because I know a lot of times people say, oh, you keep rehashing the past. You keep talking about the past. Let it go. You know, let it go. So long ago, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, the reason I rehash the past, especially with specific people, is because I don't want the story to be forgotten. And I also don't want the story to be told from their point of view if I was there and it affected me. So I will tell the story again if it affected me and this is how I want it to be remembered because it's my story, right? So these are the things we're talking about with Chiron healing. And with Aries here, as the baby, the healing can come quickly because babies have short-term memory at first, right? When they're young, they just, oh, it seems like they forget easier, right? With this happening, we want to repeat the story, but not to repeat the action. With Mercury here, Mercury jogs our brain and it's retracing its steps and it's remembering things that happened yesterday, last week, the week before, the month before, all the way back to March. I believe March 19th when it started to slow down, March 20th. So we're going to think back to that, and there's going to be a lot of juggling around of things because it's going to run into all kinds of other things. Because now that it's stored its memory and it's remembering things, now when it moves through Chiron, the sun, and the moon, when it moves through the 19 degrees, it's going to have with it this memory that it had with this meeting with the moon, the sun, and Chiron. It's going to have a healing hug together, healing our bodies, healing what it is that we need to be happy, healing that wound, the things that we can release, healing. So then it doesn't end because now Jupiter by Tuesday, Jupiter on the 8th and then the 9th is close enough to Uranus in Taurus for us to start to really feel this uneasy energy. What's going to happen? We know something's going to happen, but what is it? And it's kind of like when you're playing, watching a game or playing a sport that you like. You're out there, you're dribbling around, you want to score, and you see it in your head how you're gonna get it, and you shoot up and you miss, right? But then do you give up? No, you gotta go back and try again, try again. So that's what this Jupiter running up with Uranus meeting up exactly. It's called perfected, according to Rick Levine Astrology. It's called a perfect match. It is going to expand the quantum world, according to Rick Levine, meaning Uranus rules over all those things we don't understand that surprises us, like a lightning bolt hitting a kite and shocking you down here, and then taking that lightning bolt and now having it strike a light bulb. And the light bulb lights up, and all of a sudden, oh my God, that's Uranus, the lightning bolt. Lightning bolt. And the lightning bolt, as we know, after that story, you want the lightning bolt. You want that electricity, but not literally to hurt you, right? It's more figuratively saying that this Jupiter, which expands everything it touches, is going to give us a lot of jolting surprises. And hopefully they're good surprises, but because it is in Taurus, we've already seen an earthquake in Taiwan. God bless everyone. God bless everyone out there that is hurting, and God bless everyone out there that just needs love and compassion and empathy, okay? God bless us. And really, Mother Nature. With the Pisces moon this weekend, we're already seeing so much water and flooding and snow. And that is probably going to continue as Neptune is still in Pisces and Mars is also getting ready to meet up with Pisces. So as Jupiter and Uranus are getting ready to meet up in Taurus, the other thing that's big is Mars is getting ready to meet up with Saturn in Pisces. Because Mars just entered Pisces last week. So now Mars is getting closer to Saturn. And again, like we spoke about earlier, it's going to perfect on the 10th of April. And when that happens, we are really going to feel that running into maybe the patio door because we're not paying attention, even though we know it's there and we know it's coming. So Mars plus Saturn. going to be a shock because you're going to want things to go, but you're going to forget that Mercury is taking a nap. And also Taurus, the moon moves into Taurus on the 10th and is getting ready to go meet up with Jupiter and then Uranus on the 11th. All this is in play starting April 10th when these planets all meet up and the moon's there and the moon are the things we need. So when the moon meets up with Jupiter, what does the moon need more of? Love. That's what I'm going to think. Now, what is the moon in Taurus going to need when it meets up with Uranus? Hopefully not another earthquake. Hopefully nothing that is traumatic to do with the earth. Hopefully it means that finally food can get into Gaza. As we head into Friday the 12th, we'll still be feeling that Taurus moon. And the big deal also is that Mercury on the 11th, who is taking a nap, moving backwards, is going to go behind the sun. It's called an inferior conjunction because the Mercury is going behind the sun. So it's inferior. And it's also, I believe, called a Cassini. When Mercury goes back behind the sun, it also becomes anew, sheds its skin and becomes anew while it's back there behind the sun. So, as you know, Mercury will be retracing its steps again and meeting up with the sun again after it's gone through its Cassini and still going backwards. And Mars is going to be squaring Pluto on the 12th, Friday, when I come back and talk to you. And that means usually war, because the last time Mars did this with Pluto back in October, the Israeli-Palestine war began. Big news, Venus enters Aries on the 4th. So on the 5th, Venus is interacting with Pluto. And then on the 8th is the big news of the year. It's called the solar eclipse. And please be diligent and careful with Mercury retrograde. And it's in the same sign as the eclipse. And all kinds of stuff is happening there. So please take it easy. Thank you for showing up here. I appreciate you. Please subscribe, like, it would help me. And I appreciate you. And really, get out there and see the eclipse if you can. Thank you for being here. Lots of love and kisses. Mwah.